Hi, my name is Andrew Connell, and in this brief video, I'm going to walk you through the Office 365 Development Patterns and Practices Sample Branding.Alternate CSS Insight Logo. In an effort to help customers address the most impactful and useful scenarios, the Office 365 Development Patterns and Practices Group has created a number of code samples that complete common customer scenarios. The code is published in a public GitHub repository, located at https://github.com/officedev/pnp. And it contains solution packs of content, as well as sample packs of sample code that has been reviewed by the Office 365 team and blessed as a recommended way to approach these different scenarios. This scenario shows how to upload a CSS Insight image file to the host web, and also how to configure the host web to use these files. You're going to do this using the client-side object model, the CSOM. The CSOM includes some new methods and properties that were released as part of the 2014 April cumulative update for on-premises deployments. These updates were also located in the cloud. Once the modification has been injected into the site, you'll be able to see how the host web has a centralized alignment and how we've relocated the page action bar using just CSS to a different location on the page. This demonstrates the capabilities on performing possible structural changes on the rendering without the need to use a custom master page. Custom master pages should be avoided to ensure that any updates or enhancements added out of the box by Microsoft to master pages are automatically in use by all of your sites as well. By combining the alternate CSS property with a theming engine that Microsoft provides in SharePoint out of the box, you have a much more future-friendly approach to your customizations. Let's see the sample in action. Before we take a look at the code in the sample, let's go ahead and run it. So what I've done is I've set this site to work with my developer test site up on Office 365. So I'm just going to click Start to go ahead and launch the application and the installation process. First step, we need to go ahead and log in. I'll just go ahead and log in here. Now we see our app. So let's go ahead and open up the site, our host web, that's going to have the changes applied to it. So here's our Office PMP site. I'm going to come over back to our app in our remote web that you can see here up in localhost. And I'm going to click Run the scenario. So what that's going to do is go ahead and upload some files, upload some changes, and make some changes to our host web. Let's go back to our site and let's refresh the site and see what we get. What we can see here is the CSS has been tweaked a little bit. Things aren't really lining up exactly the way we would like them to, but we can at least see that some CSS has been modified so that we really have this big gap over here on the right-hand side and the left-hand side. So here's the one on the left side and one on the right side. Everything has been very centered to the page. We also have a custom logo that's been applied to it as well. I can go back to the app and click Clear Logo and Custom CSS. And that will undo effectively the changes that I had applied. So we'll come back over here. We'll refresh this page. We'll just do a hard refresh because it looks like it's got a little bit of the caching kicked in. And there we go. We can see our site that we just tested. Let's come back and take a look at the code for this solution now. Everything starts over here in the Alternate CSS and Site Logo app project. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the manifest. And you can see that this is a provider-hosted app. And it's pointing to this web project, which we see right here. The default is the default.aspx. That's the default homepage for the app. So if I come over here and open up the pages folder and look at default.aspx, there's nothing interesting here, really, because all we see here are just two buttons, one to run the scenario and one to undo the scenario and the changes that are applied. Let's take a look at the code behind for this and see the real work that's being done. So for this one, in the pre-init here, all this is doing is just doing some checks on the page to make sure that we're authenticated. And we'll go ahead and close out this page load as well, which is simply adding in the Chrome control to the page. Okay, so when we go and click this first button here to go through and implement the scenario, what happens? Well, what we're doing is getting a CSOM client context in lines 58 through 60. What's happening with this is that it's getting a client context that it can use to call back to SharePoint on behalf of the app and the user. We then get a reference to the SharePoint site, And then we call this method here called upload assets to the host web. Upload assets to the host web is right down here. Here's the implementation. What this is going to do is get a reference to the asset library or the site assets folder. And then it's going to get a reference to a CSS file that we have inside of our web project. If I go back over here and look at the web project, there's a resources folder that contains our image, the PNG file that you saw a moment ago, and the custom CSS. So if I come back over here to the code, we have our reference to the CSS file. Then we're going to use the file creation information object to read in the file into a new object that says what the URL of the file should be, what the content of it should be, and if it should overwrite. And then I'm going to use the CSOMS file object to upload the file or to create a new file. And it's going to define where that file should be, what the file should have in it, and all of that stuff. And then finally, I just say load the file and then execute the query, and all the work will be done. If you were doing this with server-side code or you were doing this with in a fully trusted solution, there's a couple things that are different here in the app that you don't have to do in fully trusted code. You could create these files, the CSS file and the PNG file. The same process is repeated a little bit farther down here for this PNG file. You could do the exact same thing that we're doing here in fully trusted code, but you would not need these file creation information objects. You would just get a reference to the SP file object, which is under the Microsoft.SharePoint namespace, and you would pass in the URL of where you want the file created, pass in the bitstream of all the data inside of the file, and then if the file should override an existing file that may already be there. That's something you can do on a fully trusted code, so you wouldn't need to work with these file creation information objects. You also wouldn't need to work with this standard CSOM stuff of using the load and the execute query. You would just create the file and then say update. Another thing another option, I guess, if you're doing fully trusted code is that you would be working more on the server. And so you have the option of not really even uploading these files to SharePoint. So we wouldn't even need to upload them to this site assets library. Instead, we could manually put them inside the layouts folder. And we could reference those as just using the relative path of the site and using like underscore layouts /15 / the location of wherever we put those files. Now, the other thing that I wanted to show you is let's go back up and let's finish off this one where if we upload the assets, what happens? Well, then I'm just going to go through and change these current sites alternate CSS URL and the logo URL to point to these new files that we just created. And then we'll save our changes by just saying web update and then saying execute the query. Now, the other part of this project is if I scroll down a little bit, we'll see how do we go through and remove these changes. Well, all we're going to do is just clear out the CSS URL and the site logo URL properties to clear those out so that everything, there's no custom CSS that's been defined in there. And that's everything there is to this sample. And again, to get the code for all of the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices group, make sure you go to GitHub at github.com/officedev/PMP. If you want to discuss these different samples, ask questions, and interact with the team, they have a dedicated group in the Office 365 technical network in Yammer. Just go to yammer.com/ITProNetwork and look for the group called O365 Dev Patterns and Practices.